This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Britain's Conservative Party is now looking for a new leader. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
After a tumultuous six-week term in which her policies triggered turmoil in financial markets and a rebellion in her party obliterated her authority, British Prime Minister Liz Truss makes a statement to the media.
Given the situation, I cannot deliver the mandate on which I was elected by the Conservative Party. I have therefore spoken to His Majesty the King to notify him that I am resigning as leader of the Conservative Party.
Her departure leaves a divided party seeking a leader who can unify its warring factions. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Ukraine is restricting power use Thursday in response to Russian attacks that damaged parts of the country's electrical infrastructure. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky urged people to conserve energy in an address late Wednesday. He said the government was working to create mobile power supply points for critical infrastructure in cities and villages. Ukraine's power grid operator said supply restrictions would be in place from 7 a.m. until 11 p.m. and that as colder months approach, it may need to take such steps again in the future. The top United Nations official in Ukraine says as winter approaches, millions of people are beyond the reach of humanitarian aid in non-government controlled areas and are likely in need of assistance. Denise Brown, the UN resident and humanitarian coordinator in Ukraine, told VOA in an interview that the UN regularly requests access across the front line from both countries, and she said Russia has not granted that access. She said it's a purely humanitarian request. This is VOA News. The Pentagon is reporting a dramatic reversal in suicides across the active duty military. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
A new Pentagon report and preliminary data from this year show active duty suicides fell over the past 18 months. There had been a fairly steady increase in past years, and the Pentagon had long struggled with how to reduce them. The shift comes amid increased attention to suicides by senior military leaders and several new programs. It's unclear what impact they had or if pandemic-related travel restrictions and other things played a role. Sharp drops in Air Force and Marine Corps suicides last year and a similar decline in the Army earlier this year drove the decline. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Senior officials from the United States, Japan, and South Korea will meet next week in Tokyo amid escalating threats from North Korea. While the U.S. reaffirms its ironclad commitment to its allies, the State Department has declined to say whether Washington would consider the redeployment of tactical nuclear weapons to the Korean Peninsula and whether the South Korea government has made such a request. Earlier this month, Sherman and her counterparts from Japan held talks to condemn North Korea's October 4th firing of an intermediate-range ballistic missile over Japan that landed in the Pacific. It was the first such launch in 5 years. It prompted Japan to evacuate some residents in the area. Senior officials have said the U.S. continues to be open to dialogue with North Korea, but North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has rejected Washington's proposals for dialogue and said he will never give up nuclear weapons. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports an updated list of recommended shots remains optional with U.S. states and local officials.
State and local officials often look to the list in making decisions about vaccination requirements for school attendance, but local officials don't always adopt every recommendation. Flu and HPV shots, for example, aren't required by many schools. Usually, vaccines placed on the schedules are fully licensed, but that has not yet happened for every COVID-19 vaccine product in every age group.
That's AP's Norman Hall reporting. Nationwide demonstrations in Iran following the death of a young woman in police custody continued for a 33rd consecutive day Thursday. UN human rights officials denounced the Islamic Republic's violent crackdown on anti-government protests as a violation of international law. And our top story this hour, Britain's Conservative Party is looking for new leadership. Prime Minister Liz Truss stepped down today. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.